A continuación, el representante de Estados Unidos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States also wishes to express condolences to our brothers and sisters in El Salvador for the suffering caused by the recent storm there. We've already provided some funds for fuel and other uses in El Salvador and stand ready to provide more assistance, including helicopter support drawn from assets we have at the Honduran Air Force Base in Sotocano. A little over a week ago, the OAS had a major achievement as an organization dedicated to the promotion and protection of democracy in our hemisphere. The leaders of a country agreed to undo an unlawful coup, forget the political, legal, and constitutional errors by both sides that led to it, allow the country's legitimate institutions, including the democratically elected legislature, determine the nation's political leadership, and undertake previously scheduled national elections leading to a constitutionally mandated transfer of power. That is a remarkable achievement, one in which this organization should have justifiable pride. This agreement came about despite the naysayers, despite those who seek only chaos and turmoil, and who give only lip service to democracy. A few days ago in this room, I quoted Thomas Edison, who had said after some frustrating experiments, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." It appears that with a little good faith, the OAS has found the 10,001st way that might just work. The Tegucigalpa-San Jose Accord of October 30, 2009. The United States supports the full, prompt, and faithful implementation of the accord as negotiated and agreed as the path toward national reconciliation and restoration of democratic constitutional order in Honduras. This accord represents a Honduran solution to a Honduran problem. It is an act of self-determination. What does the accord state? We have seen and heard much misrepresentation. So let's go over the main features very quickly. President Zelaya and Mr. Micheletti agreed to establish a national unity government, let the Honduran Congress decide the issue of President Zelaya's return to the Casa Presidencial, support the November 29 elections, and establish a verification commission to monitor compliance. The accord did not, as some have claimed subsequently, call for the immediate and unconditional restitution of President Zelaya. Both parties were well aware of that when they signed the accord. Under the accord, which I repeat, both sides accepted, Honduras's Congress, democratically elected with President Zelaya in 2005, will have the chance to do what it did not do June 28, have a serious, rational debate on the issue of Manuel Zelaya's presidency. Zelaya supporters will have an opportunity, which they did not have June 28, to make their case. We hope and trust that this happens very soon. We expect both parties to act in Honduras's best interest and implement the accord without delay or by seeking to renegotiate it via statements or declarations. Implementation of this accord, leading to free and fair elections November 29, will restore the democratic order and help resolve the situation that led to the suspension of Honduras from the OAS. While some here might disagree, as is their right, with the content of the accord, it is what the Honduran parties developed and signed. We have seen the critics offer no other peaceful, practical, democratic proposal. We clearly are disappointed the parties missed the November 5 deadline for creating a national unity cabinet. Both sides share the blame. Both made unfortunate comments and took unproductive and arrogant stances in the days after signing the accord. Neither acted in Honduras's best interest. They need to do so now, creating a national unity cabinet through an open and consensual process. Neither side may appoint the new cabinet unilaterally, nor should either delay or prevent its formation. All inside and outside Honduras must avoid violence, provocative actions, or statements. Reliable polling data show that Hondurans want elections as mandated by their constitution. The Honduran people deserve the opportunity to choose their leaders. We note that the Honduran Electoral Tribunal in the past has shown itself quite capable of holding fair, free, and transparent elections, and that the candidates for the next elections were chosen through a democratic process under OAS observation well before the June 28 coup. We have heard no better solution for returning Honduras to democracy than by having its legitimate institutions decide key issues and by holding fair, free, and transparent elections. The United States hopes to help Honduras hold fair, free, and transparent elections on November 29, and we are willing to provide support to that process. To allow us to do so, however, the authorities and all political actors in Honduras must make it possible to hold such elections. Honduran leaders and institutions must show themselves worthy of their people's trust and aspirations. Neither side can abrogate to itself the right to sabotage or rewrite the accord or to seek a veto over the right of the Honduran people to have elections. For this body, the OAS, to rule out the results of elections before they occur and without helping the elections occur as they should, abuses Honduras's right of self-determination and works against the most basic principles of this organization. The Honduran people have the right to democratic normality and not to be held hostage by the misbehavior of a few politicians. We ask all to hold accountable any persons or organizations that seek to undermine the accord and the electoral process in Honduras. Neither Mr. Micheletti nor President Zelaya should think he can veto the elections. Neither should think that by his delaying or otherwise sabotaging the agreement, the Honduran people will be denied the right to determine their own future. The OAS should not walk away from the October 30 agreement, but should continue to seek its full implementation. It should avoid impractical, unachievable recommendations that could injure the people of Honduras and the future of the OAS as a serious and viable organization. Do not disappoint Thomas Edison. Thank you.